correspondent speaking to us from Gaza.
Now we turn to South Central Asia, where over the weekend, Pakistan observed the one-year anniversary of the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Meanwhile, a highly unusual conversation took place over the weekend also between Pakistani and Indian officials following reports of Pakistani troop movements at the India border. For more, we turn now to Ambassador Munir Akram, the former permanent representative to the UN from Pakistan. He joins us from Geneva. Welcome back, Ambassador.
Yes, hi. How are you, Adi?
So what do you make of these very unusual talks between the Directors General of the military operations of India and Pakistan?
Well, these talks are not that unusual. They are supposed to take place periodically because under the structure of the composite dialogue which Pakistan and India have been conducting for the last 4 years, the director generals of military operations are supposed to have a weekly conversation with each other. But this has apparently been interrupted because of the Indian stance after the Mumbai bombing attacks. So this conversation ought to be taking place regularly, and it's a good sign that it's now resuming.
Both sides went to great lengths to say neither was taking aggressive positions. Why do you think they felt it necessary to make that statement?
Well, it is quite quite necessary because I think that any misunderstanding between India and Pakistan with the forces which are lined up on the border, there's over a million troops on either side. I think it's very dangerous if there is a misconception and a conflict or could be sparked off by accident. So it's very necessary for the two to keep each other informed and that there is no hostile activity going on.
Ambassador, it seems as though both the Indian leadership and the civilian Pakistani leadership on some level is a little nervous about forces within their domestic politics that might be pushing things towards a much more inflammatory stance in the post-Mumbai period here, and that at least I'm detecting personally a sense of very deliberate actions on the part of both of these nations' leaders to keep things from escalating.
Yes, of course, there are hawks on both sides. But it's obvious that any responsible leadership would want to avoid a conflict. A conflict will be very dangerous. It could escalate out of control. It would be also counterproductive in terms of addressing the problem of terrorism on both sides. And it would compromise the larger global effort against terrorism. So I think for all those reasons, it's important that the leadership in both countries cool things down, rule out the use of force, resume the composite dialogue between the two countries, begin to address some of the underlying issues, and begin to exchange information, evidence about terrorism on both sides, so that a measured and mature approach could be undertaken to address the problem.
Ambassador Munir, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you so much.
Ambassador Munir Akram, he is a former permanent representative to the UN from Pakistan, and he was coming to us from London, not Geneva, as I said at the beginning.
Well, it's interesting to me, and that although the ambassador says that this is totally normal and that leaders would want to de-escalate things, in fact, there's plenty of a tradition between India and Pakistan of not doing that, and it seems like this is a much more responsible approach right now.
Well, it's an interesting contrast because there certainly were a lot of reports of unusual Pakistani troop movement towards
on Friday,
the border. Yep. Now they say that they were routine.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.